In Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 1, it reads, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross." This morning I'd like to reflect for a moment that one of the things that kept Jesus going there, the thing that was paramount to him that drove him to the cross willingly, was you and I sitting here today. When Jesus was on the cross, the joy that kept him going, the passion that fueled his endurance of pain, was knowing the freedom his death, burial, and resurrection would produce in our lives. Nothing demonstrates God's love more powerfully than the cross. Jesus wasn't forced to die. He wasn't overpowered. He wasn't outnumbered. And he wasn't tricked into it. He chose the cross because he loves you and me. His passionate love for us took him to the cross with its pain, humiliation, and complete separation from God. And then on to the resurrected life that means victory over sin and death for me and you. Just as Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, my prayer this morning is this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. If you need light in a world of darkness today, take the opportunity of this morning's Lord's Supper to ponder God's amazing love for you. Psalms chapter 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. He formed us. He knows us so intricately. All our flaws, all our strengths, everything about us. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 says, the very hairs on your head are numbered. This is a care and a love and a compassion that we can't fathom. John chapter 15, verse 16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. As we were bumbling along in life, before we even looked to Jesus to seek his grace and mercy, he had chosen us with love. When you were broken, bitter, and blaming, he made you whole and showed you the sweet taste of forgiveness. In Psalms chapter 103, it reads, verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. When you had no hope, he became your hope. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Then, of course, the purpose for this morning, to reflect on Christ's ultimate act of love, we remember Jesus on the cross. In Luke chapter 23, verse 33, it reads, "When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. But Jesus was saying, 'Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.'" Every single thing our Father in heaven and Savior Jesus Christ did for us was rooted in love. From the depths of eternity to the words which spoke the world into existence, to Christ's birth foretold by prophets and angels from heaven, through every step he took on this earth and unto his death, in all things he poured out his love for us, a sinful and broken people in need of a Savior. This morning, as we reflect on the blood that was shed for us, Christ's broken body, the pain he endured, the darkness he experienced in separation from his Father, let us remember that Christ did all of these things so that we might have life, that we might have unity amongst each other here, knowing that in love we have a Father in heaven who cares for us and wants us to share in that rest. Let's think about these things as we partake of the Lord's Supper.